This is Greg. Can I help you?
Hey, Greg. It's Mario calling you back, brother.
Oh, hey, Mario. I forgot all about you.
No, it's all right, man.
No, give me, let me see. I'm going to it right now.
Yeah, did you want me to send it over to you again on the email?
Can you do it right now? Then I can go right to it?
Yeah, so you can go right to it. Hold on.
I'll spend the time and go through it right now.
Yeah, no worries, man. I just need you to get that TNC signed so we can just move forward and start doing the website and everything. Oh, you already have a website. Doing the other things to get you on that first page here.
Now, I got a question. I don't know, my website's built, and maybe you could help me find somebody.
Mm-hmm.
My website, the guys that built it really fucked me up. Because it was built before, and I don't know what, but then they did it with, it was website builder.
Okay.
Which was easy because I could take a picture with my camera on my phone, phone on my camera, and I could load it up onto the site myself and do what I wanted to it. But now there's another one, which is, now I can't do anything with it. So I can't get any pictures, I can't get anything on it. Can you guys,
We cannot do anything with that car, CAHTR.com, because that's not, that's something that you need to have domain rights over, Greg. So you have to have the domain for it so you can even get onto it. Because if you don't have the domain, I mean, that website it's not good for anything.
CHPR, I can't even get into it because these other guys own it?
Well, you can get into it, right? But if you wanted to make – here, let me check something. Hold on. Let me look something up for you here.
Let's see. I'll go here.
All right. Hold on. Let me see.
Because it's with GoDaddy, and I pay every year to make it, work or keep it or whatever.
Oh, so you get a hold of GoDaddy and ask them that you want the domain for it. Now, that's what you need to ask, the domain.
Okay.
Yeah, and they're either going to give it to you or they're going to try to sell it to you, one or the other. But if they sell it to you, as long as the price is reasonable, go ahead and buy it.
So does that mean – let me see what it did. Because it was on Website Builder, I'm sure. Let me look at it right here, right now. And I've got to be able to get in there. Yeah, now it's in WordPress. And I can't do any, I don't know anything about enough to do WordPress. And what GoDaddy said that the guys that built it put it in WordPress. And I need it out of WordPress.
Yeah, because when I try to access it, it's not even letting me on my end. So I would get a hold of them. Okay. Well, let's see here. Hold on. Country Acres Home Repair Painting and Repair Incorporated. Do you have a house on there, like a big house on the front page of it?
Yes.
Okay, I think I just I was able to access it here through carp.com. Okay, don't worry about it. When you're going to get a call from our IT guys. Make sure that you ask them all those questions, Greg, because those guys are the ones that do all the back-end work. And since they work directly, doing all the website for us and the Google stuff, they will be able to know more intel details that they can give you than I could. I mean, I would be lying to you.
Okay.
If I told you I knew as much as they do.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, because those guys, I mean, they're I don't like to call them computer nerds because that's not the right terminology, but I mean, that's all they do. They're like computer geniuses. I mean, all they do is content, website this, website that, and I do the intake. I do the the basic work.
Yeah,
you know?
Unfortunately, you know, like GoDaddy always said, well, you have to rebuild it for you and put it back, and they said, but you really don't want it in that. I said, it was working perfect in that for years.
Yeah. Make sure
they put it in this.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
And then they said, they put it in this. I said, they didn't tell me they were going to do that, which really pisses me off. And, you know, and I just at this point, because, you know, when COVID hit, you know, a couple of my employees have diabetes.
Okay.
And I didn't want them to be getting out, going with customers and, you know, going to the Home Depots and stuff. So I said, stay home. We'll put you on, I'll put you on employment and then I'll make up the difference to you. I'll give you the difference so you won't lose your houses, your cars or anything like that. And, so I did that for a year and a half, wiped out most of my savings, kidding, but, you know, one of them was 38 years.
That is so unreal. Wow. Okay.
It put me in a financial bind.
Right.
And then, and now I got a building that needs to have, the front end needs to be tuck pointed on it. It's an old bank building, which is an office building. And that's cost me $28,000. I just don't have the money to be able to do this stuff all the time. I want to try to get more business with this with you guys to try to help and make up for it. But it's just, you know, and of course I'm 75. I'm not a kid anymore. So who knows? Who knows what's going
to
happen?
I got to tell you, man, you do not sound 75 to me whatsoever, man. I know I'm not trying to be a brown noser here or anything, but you just sound a lot younger, brother, on the phone. You know, had you not told me how old you were, I would have never thought that you were 75. And I only say that because I talk to gentlemen who are 75, 80 years old, and, you know, I can tell on their voice that they are just, you know, much, you know, a little bit older than I am. And, you know, when I talk to you.
Well, the whole secret to that is as you get older,
okay.
You make sure, because when people get old, the head starts coming forward and they start bending in the back. You walk straight no matter how old you are, no matter how much it hurts. Because if you don't, then eventually you won't be able to walk straight at all. So through your life, you want to make sure you're always doing that. And,
so you're saying that you walk straight right now, Greg?
I walk as straight as an arrow.
Nice.
Upright.
Wow.
And it hurts. I mean, I need to have a shoulder replaced, and I need a knee replaced because it's just worn out. But, you know, you just got to keep on going. You got to keep on pushing. You got to keep an attitude in your life that says, nobody's going to push me around. Nobody's going to do this, and I'm always going to be the one that's going to be on top. And I hope she's 35 years old.
God, I needed that. that's a good way to conclude my day for today, I'll tell you that. Well, Mr. Thompson, make life a little bit easier for me so I can get, you know, I get this department keep messaging me every day. Hey, is Mr. Thompson get those term and conditions signed yet so we can get started?
All right,
started?
Now I got another question for you.
Go ahead, brother.
Maybe if I use a different – now when I open this up, I can't get into, but I'm using – maybe I can do it if I open Google. All this,
yeah.
You know, all this stuff, all this garbage, it's just unbelievable all the time.
Yeah, you know, I agree with you. I know it's so much underwriting and so much things that are done. I mean, it's a new era, man. Everything is on the internet. Google has taken over the world. I mean, they're like they're like the Goliaths of people now getting work. You know, they become the gatekeepers, man. It's just how things are.
Well, and you know what? They could actually control the world because they're the one that own the maps. give them some drones and they can do anything they want.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
You don't like what I'm saying? When you go to sleep tonight, don't worry about it. You know? They'll just drone your house.
Yeah, I did send that email over to you. You're telling me you're not able to open it?
Yeah, I was with DuckDuckGo. I went back to Google.
All right, yeah, I just sent it over to you. It's going to say local splash initial invoice, and when you open that email, you got to look for the little blue link that says click here to accept terms, and then you got to look for your phone number right towards like the middle of the page or the bottom. Let me know when you do that.
Okay, local splash, I got it. Look back to Google so I can get into this email.
No worries.
Okay. Access your dashboard, or do I want it? Is that how I look at it, to access my dashboard? No,
it's click here to accept terms or something of that nature.
Okay.
All right, once you click there, you're going to see your phone number towards the middle of the page or towards the bottom. Let me know when you see your phone number. Right, underneath your number, there's going to be two square boxes. The first square box says that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, so click on that, please. And then the secondary box says that you accept the terms, which is that this is not a contract, it's month to month, and that the payment that you provided is everything is accurate. And once you click on the secondary box, right underneath that, you're going to see your name, Greg Thompson. Do you see that?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
so
right
on. To reserve SMS?
Those are text messages.
I don't see where it says no contract.
Yeah, that's part of what we already sent over to you. It's on the other document. The secondary box says that here, let me pull it up myself.
You may return to service anytime by contacting client support.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's.
I don't
want to
do that. I just want to get somebody that's honest and tells it like it is.
I have been so transparent with you from the beginning, man. I don't know, if I need to send you a smoke signal or send you what. I mean, I'm asking. I guess.
Oh, I got a question. I got a question for you. I know what I. Here's a question. I don't want to be on Facebook.
You don't want Facebook? That's fine. I can tell the team that you don't want Facebook. I mean, why wouldn't you want it? It's already included. I mean,
I'm paying $100
The $100 ads, it's because it's already included. We allocate that, over towards Facebook. If you don't want the Facebook, are you sure you don't want to be listed on Facebook? Because that generates quite a bit of work, Greg.
Yeah, I just don't. There's so you get some asshole that gets my reputation is perfect. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You get on Facebook, you get some asshole that doesn't even know you. They get on Facebook and because maybe I crossed their whatever, and they start bashing on the Facebook. Then you're out of business.
Well, this doesn't work that way, Greg. These are going to be Facebook ads. Okay. Do you know the difference between like regular Facebook and Facebook ads? I'll explain that to you. So let's say, for example, and you can do this on your own right now. Let's say you get on your phone right now, Greg, and you type in anything you want. Let's just put an example of electrician. Let's just say you type in on your phone on Google, electrician near me. Google is going to give you a list of different electricians in the area. Okay, obviously, that's what Google does. Right?
Uh-huh.
Later in the day, when you are on your personal Facebook page and you're just scrolling through your friends and, you know, looking at the news or whatever you're doing, well, 95% of the population does. They have Facebook. And when they're going through their friends and families or whatever it is, they'll start getting ads for electricians. And then you look back and they look, well, why am I getting an ad for an electrician? Well, because earlier on Google, you were looking for electricians. So because Google and Facebook work together, now you see ads that are coming up on your phone, and that generates quite a bit of work. Our clients, they love that feature because they get quite a bit of work through there. So same concept, Greg. Anyone who is, on on Google, and they're looking for, you know, handrail installation, kitchen cabinets, or painting, interior painting, you know, refacing, whatever it is that you do, Greg, not only will they find you as one of the top recommended companies on the first page of Google, but that same person, when they get on their Facebook page, they will start seeing ads for Country Acres Home Painting and Repair, if that makes any sense.
Well, that's just enough to make it to piss somebody off, though.
No, it's not going to piss us. It's enough to remind that person, hey, remember you were looking for a painting or whatever it is that you were looking for on Google. Hey, I have Greg here that can do the work for you. And we generate quite a bit of leads from there, because now that person who was looking on Google earlier, now that they have time and they're at home, they'll go into your page and start looking for the services. And then we facilitate things to where they just hit a button and they dial you if they want to get your service. Again, like
now, are they
going
to be able to see my website?
Yeah, your website's good. We're gonna list your website on your GBP.
Whatever that is. Okay. See, like today, we just put up for a commercial area, we just put up an ADA handicapped handrail today.
Uh-huh.
My employee sent me the pictures after you got finished. I wanted to put up on my site, but of course I can't do that.
Yeah, like I said, we couldn't do that because if you don't have access, I mean, how the hell would we have access to that, right? But again, if you have any particular questions that pertain to the website that you want to know, like who can I contact, what can I do to gain access to my site, please ask our IT department. I mean, I promise you that they're going to have a very solid answer for you.
So if we take the Facebook ads off, then I still got to pay for it.
No, if you don't want the Facebook ads, I mean, they're on there for this month, but next month, when your payment is due, if you wanted to, I can reduce the payment to $199 instead of the $249.
All right, reduce it now, and we'll discuss it down the road a piece.
Say what now?
Reduce it to the $199 now, and then we can just discuss about putting it back if I'm not getting enough business.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. But I mean, the service, the $199, it's already, I mean, the $249 that you paid, that's already processed. You know, I mean, it's, yeah, what I can do is when your next month service is due, you know, because we have delayed this so far now, but what I will do is that when your next month service is due, I will advise the team, to remove Facebook because you don't want to use it, which I don't understand why you just don't give it a shot and see what it does. And if down the line you're saying, hey, you know what, I don't like Facebook, I want to take it off, that's a better deal than adding it on, Greg.
Well, we're going to have it on for the first month.
Yeah, you're right. So, you know, let's see what it does. And if you don't like it, you let me know and I'll take it off for the next month.
Okay. Well, the problem being is I don't have enough time to look at anything, so. Okay, what's my username?
You should have got an email with that. Bear with me here 1 second. When can I schedule that call that you can speak to our IT guys, the ones that you talked to about a week ago and you told them that you couldn't talk to them because you had to review everything? When can I schedule that for? I need to schedule it ASAP, brother, because like I said, your account has now been lingering for way too long.
Yeah, well, but we're starting over from scratch. I mean, I'm going for a month from today, right? Or
no, we can't do that. That's why I've been telling you.
Greg. Let's just not go anywhere. Let's just cancel it now. Because
okay.
I spent $249.
Uh-huh.
I've lost 3/4 of a month of the advertising.
Let me see. Well, here, let me see. Give me a second. When did we sign you up? Hold on. It's the 22nd. Hold on. Let me see here what I can do, Greg. Give me a second.
All right.
Let me see if I can at least get some money reimbursed to you right now, because it's we only have a 3-day ROR, which is if you look at the agreement, you have 3 days.
Yeah, but I just signed the agreement. I just signed the agreement now.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Hold on. Give me a second here. Bear with me 1 second. Hold on 1 second. Okay, 1 second. I'm texting with one of my directors here. All right, Greg, I got my director to do that for you.
Okay.
You know, we're going to push out the next billing cycle until the 22nd of November instead of the 8th, I believe it was.
Okay.
I do need something from you. I need you to complete that phone call with the IT guys tomorrow, man. I mean, I really, really, really need you to do that, brother. If you can please.
Let's see what time I've got. Got a job. I got to work up one of my guys in the morning. Tomorrow is 23rd, right?
Yes, 23rd. Mm-hmm.
How late can they call?
The latest is going to be 5 p.m.
My time?
Your time, correct. Because it's 3 p.m. our time, so 5 p.m. your time. That department wraps it up at 3 p.m.
Yeah. All right, that's fine.
Okay, so 100% 5 p.m. You will answer and complete that?
Yes. Now, I'm trying to log into this account. What's my username?
I told you, you'll get that tomorrow, Greg, from the IT guys.
Oh, okay. I don't need to do that right now.
Yeah, you don't need to do none of that right now. You'll get it tomorrow. I had to do all kind of things to your account to get everything assessed.
All right, that's fine. So did you get the thing that I signed it then?
I sure did. I'm showing here on my end that it's signed and completed.
Okay.
Greg, thank you so much, brother, for trusting us. I know that you want to get more work, and that's our goal, man. Again.
Well, I want to get something set up that's easy, because if something happens to me, hopefully not for a long time, but, you know, you never know, I want to have it for my employee so he can take over and make it easy on himself.
Right. And this, you know, we facilitate all these things, Greg. You know that, you know, our IT guys, I mean, they're wonderful guys. We have a huge department. With our IT and operation teams, and that's all they do, man. So, again, you know, we're just the driver. You're telling us how to steer the steering wheel. You know, that's how it works. So,
okay.
We'll give you a call tomorrow, 5 p.m., and we'll complete that process. You will get a call 5 p.m. sharp.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, Greg. So just please a reminder. Right. Try not to forget about that call tomorrow, 5.
No problem.
Okay, thank you, bud. Have a good one.
Bye. You too, bye-bye. Bye.